This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
For those diligently keeping track of President Obama's second-term cabinet, there is a new name today. Thomas Perez, late of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, has been nominated to be the new Secretary of Labor. Labor is, to be honest, one of those executive departments that's in the news pretty much once a month on Jobs Day, right? So from the Marketplace desk of keeping us all up to speed, here's Scott Tong to remind us what that person and that department actually does.
Let's pose the George Bailey question from It's a Wonderful Life. What if the Labor Department were never born? Clarence, the guardian angel, was unavailable at airtime, but Georgetown historian Michael Kazin was. He says workers wouldn't be protected against bosses paying us less than we've earned, or stealing from the 401k kitty, or working in unsafe conditions. And we all take this for granted.
Americans hate big government, but they're often very happy to get what big government gives them.
Kazin says the department began as a nod to organized labor in the Woodrow Wilson era.
In gratitude to support he was getting from Samuel Gompers and most of the labor movement in 1912, Wilson decides to grant organized labor a long-standing desire of organized labor, which is to have their own department.
Of course, employers and banks rely on the department's number crunchers, especially the employment stats. Now, every election year, the department is accused of playing politics with jobs numbers. But Pat O'Keefe, who worked at labor in the Reagan years, says impossible.
Even if somebody were to try, it would be such a complex undertaking as probably to surpass even the most Machiavellian among us.
That's not to say the department can improve. Former Labor Secretary Ray Marshall wants better data on why America has such a mismatch between jobs and job seekers.
We got jobs going unfilled, we're told, and we got workers who want jobs. Now, something's wrong if we're unable to organize ourselves to be able to have a better fit.
The Labor Department does have its haters, but historian Kazin doesn't think it would ever get eliminated, as some would like. It's been around so long, it's earned its wings. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
One more Washington thing before we move on. It comes courtesy of ABC's This Week, yesterday morning. Martha Raddatz playing a piece of tape from President Obama and then asking a question of her guest yesterday, Speaker of the House John Boehner. Here you go. So first of all, what's up with those television sound effects, always? But second of all, that whole sequester thing, they were just, what, kidding with that?